Okay, we're back. We're back in open session now, and I would leak a motion to move item 3 to closed session. William?
Can I make a motion to postpone this discussion about loans and going into closed session till after we take care of the open session items that remaining to mine? One has to do with the loans, and but another more important one has to do with the WBAI LSB not meeting for 6 months. So I move to postpone this discussion, this item about loans, until after we finish the other open session items.
And you're also moving to move it to closed session, postpone it until closed session. Is that what you're saying?
I'm moving that discussion. Well, the discussion of whether we'll go to closed session is included in what I'm saying. That also be postponed till after we finish the open session items.
Is there a second?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Is there a second?
I want to know if I can.
Mansour seconds
it. Somebody answer, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Mansour
right, seconds. Okay, Mansour seconds. What's your request for information, Adriana?
Yeah, I want to be clear. It means that point number 3 in our agenda will be passed to executive session. We will postpone that to executive session and continue in the open session with point number 4. That is what that means. I want to be sure that is what we are doing. Postponing point number 3 of this agenda to the executive session when we reach executive session, right?
William?
Is that correct? William's motion is to not go into closed session, not discuss these items, to postpone this current couple of motions on and the discussion of whether to go into closed session right away, that both of those items are postponed till after we finish the rest of the open session items, which are 3 motions that I made.
Okay. Is that clear, Adriana?
Let me, because I think that we keep talking different language. It means that point number 3 will be postponed till we finish this agenda, and then when we go to executive session after finishing this agenda. Is that what that means? I mean, we will go to point number 4, and then when we finish, we'll go to executive session and discuss point number 3. All right?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that discussion comes up afterwards, whether we go to executive session right away or not, after we take care of it. I think I don't have an agenda in front of me, but I think it's item 4. It's on my item.
Madam Chair, Secretary Pro Tem's question.
Put number 4, number 3 after number 4, which is what you are saying?
It was to table it until after number
4. Perfect. Okay, thank
after
you.
After number 4, right. All right.
Madam Chair, Secretary, could you ask Mr. Harwin to please email this so make sure I get it right in the minutes? This is confusing.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Could you please email your motion, William?
I wish I could. I'm driving right now.
That's a problem, William. You got to have somebody to write it for you then.
Adriana will try, if this is what you mean. Postpone item number 3 after we finish with item number 4 in the agenda. Is that what you said?
Good. Yes, good.
Thank you. I will write it.
Thank you.
All right. It's been moved and seconded, and Adriana is going to send it. Are there any objections? Okay. Hearing no objections, let's go to item 4. Carol, this is a 60-minute item. These are the WBAI motions from Director Heerwagen. They were mailed. They came with the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
The first motion, I believe, also needs, I need a motion for that to be moved to executive session.
I don't think so. This is the maker of the motion. There's nothing confidential in that motion. It's going to lay out what we're going to try to do to find out the confidential information. It's not, this motion is not confidential. It doesn't need to go to executive session.
Madam Chair, may I speak? Parliamentarian?
Yes. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, you may correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe his motion is for item 3 and item 4 to switch places on the agenda. Is that correct?
Right. And so now we're on item 4, yeah.
Right. So then if item 3 comes after item 4, when you get to that item 3, you can make any other determinations that you would like to make.
Right. Well,
okay.
So, right. So we are on item 4, and motion 1 has the same subject as item 3. And so I'm suggesting I'm suggesting that that also needs to be, we need a motion to postpone that to executive session as well.
Now, where is that?
But Carol.
It doesn't mention the name that you don't want mentioned. There's nothing confidential in that motion. This has been pending since May. It's kind of silly now to say that this is secret.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you, William. Carol?
I move that we put it in item 3 because I'm not sure about the discussion of the amounts and so on is accurate, and getting into a discussion of that maybe, I don't know, I need John Kriegler's understanding of what part of the things are confidential and what aren't. I understand what William is saying, but I'm not sure he's right, that's all. So I move that we move it to item and include it there in the executive session, if we get a second.
Yeah. William.
So I would like to clarify that, you know, we can always, if I find out that we can discuss these things, we can always, you know, make that part public later. But I'd really rather err on the side of caution. Okay, is there a second?
A second to what?
Carol's motion to move motion number 1 under item 4 to the same place as item 3.
Let me talk to the stack, Madam Chair, and
Carol, could you put that in writing and send it to us, please?
You want me to?
Yeah, I'll put it in writing.
O'Carroll, O'Carroll, okay, yeah. And who is making the motion, I'm sorry? Carol?
Carol.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Is there a second?
Mansoor seconded. Yes, Benito. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, I find it very curious that the people who are wanting to move any kind of discussion of these loans to executive session today or tonight happen to be the same people who earlier in the year made sure that everybody and their mothers throughout the United States.
And Benito, your comments are out of order. You are inferring bad intentions on parts of some board members.
You and Mr. Okay, so, to heart in terms of what's going on. Madam Chair.
The only reason for doing this is to make sure that we do not go afoul with our loans. And if
Madam Chair, believe it or not, okay. I have the floor. You do not have the right to
make your comments were out of order, Benito, and I am calling you on them. You are inferring bad intentions on the part of board members. And so you no longer have, I'm not going to let you continue in that line because it's out of order.
Max is
on the call.
Hi, Max.
My apologies for my tardiness. I'm just leaving the WBAI collective.
Madam Chair, did you give me the floor? Did I hear?
I didn't give you the floor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm just ruling on Benito's out of order comments, and he must be seated. I'm asking Benito to be seated.
You're asking or you're ordering?
I'm asking the member to be seated.
Are you asking or ordering?
Let me look it up here in Robert's rules. The member's out of order and will be seated.
Anything you say, dictator.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to move items. We have a motion on the floor to postpone the motion number one under item four to the same place as item number three, which is going to follow item four. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, point of information.
Bill, please take the vote.
I'm being muted, Madam Chair.
You're not being recognized at the moment.
Point of information before voting.
Okay, what's your point of information?
Madam Chair, first of all, did we receive I want to know if we have the motion. But the second thing, my point of information is about what this is saying, that the motion that the WBAI...
What's your request for information?
The motion is a May 8, 2018 motion from the WBAI LSE. That is the motion that is not... that doesn't mention any names and need to go into executive session? That is my question, because this is an open and we have the minutes from the May 2018 WBAI LSE meeting. And this is a motion approved in that WBAI LSE meeting. You are saying that this should go to executive session? Is that what you are saying? I want to be sure, Madam Chair, that we understand correctly what we are talking about.
The motion by Carol was to move it to the same place as item number 3. Oh, no, this is to move it to, I move that we move motion 1 of item 4 to item 3. And I move all of item 3 to executive session after we conclude item 4. That is Carol's motion.
That's a yes, okay. The open meeting is going to executive session. Cannot be talking open session. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And this bill, I had a request for information,
William
too.
William moves to the... William
okay,
moves
Bill...
To
okay, 1 second. Bill, you had a question.
Right, and then somewhere in the executive session or whatever, we can request a legal opinion, I assume, so that we can figure out what we can release publicly. Can we do that then during the executive session?
I believe we can discuss that then.
Yeah, I just want to make sure there's an opportunity to do that. Thank you.
That's what my motion does, that you're trying to move.
Okay, so this is a motion regarding motion number 1 of item 4. And do I have a second?
Mansoor seconded.
Okay.
I moved to divide. Two things in there.
We were already at the vote, and I was just taking points of information. So I think it's too late to divide. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
It's automatic.
Pass.
Grace Aaron. Grace passes.
Pass.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Jonathan. Adriana Casanave?
Absolutely no.
Okay, Adriana votes no. Chris Corey? Was that a pass? I couldn't quite understand.
Yes, that was a pass.
Pass, okay. Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis? Oh, none on the call. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
We shouldn't be hiding this from the few listeners we have. No.
William, that's out of order. We are not. You're impugning that we're trying to hide. We're not. We're trying to honor the confidentiality request of the lender.
You do not have the order
to infer that we're trying to vote.
You like to say.
You're out of order. Just vote.
Sabrina Jacobs. Enter you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
Let's be out of order of the dictator. No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Lauper?
Yes.
That's out of order, Dwayne.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Excuse me. Tony votes no. Afia Wangaza? I guess he's not on the call. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
And I hear somebody talking in the background. You need to mute yourself. Alex votes yes. Alex Steinberg. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Going back, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Somebody's not here. Chris Corey?
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Chris votes yes. Catherine Davis is not here. Sabrina Jacobs, I didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Sabrina. Theo Wangaza, assumes not on the call. Alex Randall. Can't hear you. Somebody's making noise in the background. Please mute yourself. Let me count.
Did you seven, call John?
Nine, yes.
Everyone, please mute, and if you're not, please mute while Bill gives the vote tally. Go ahead.
Nine yes and seven no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes. Chair abstains.
Okay. Nine yes, seven no, one abstention.
Okay, so this motion of Carol to move items. Motion one from item four, along with item three, to executive session, passes. Okay, so now we're going to go to the next motion of item four, which is WBAI LSD meeting. Go ahead, William.
Okay, this has been pending for almost 6 months now. The BAI LSB hasn't been meeting, and I'm proposing that I be authorized to call a meeting for January 9th. If someone else could, since I'm still driving.
Can you read the motion, please, Madam Chair?
I will do that. This is motion two. Motion, next WBAI LSB meeting. Whereas the WBAI local station board has set its regular monthly meeting for second Wednesdays, and whereas the LSB has not met since June 13, 2018, with no meeting notice and no explanation given for July 11th, no quorum achieved in August 8th, no meeting noticed for and no explanation given September 12th, the chair's resignation letter was sent at the time the mandated CPB public meeting notice was required for the regular October meeting. No meeting noticed and no explanation given for November 14th. The vice chair's resignation letter was sent 2 days before the mandated CPB public meeting notice was required for the regular December 12th meeting. And whereas neither the remaining 2018 board officers has communicated with the board, be it hereby resolved that the Pacifica National Board authorizes the maker of the motion to arrange and post a meeting of the WBAI LSB on Wednesday, January 9th, 2019, the second Wednesday of the month, at which elections will be held for 2019 LSB officers. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. There any objections?
I object. This is Alex.
Okay. Okay. Is there any discussion?
Adriana?
Alex?
Oh, wait a minute. William, you get to motivate. Sorry. I'm sorry. I should have asked you to motivate
you.
Before I asked for objections.
Okay. Thank you. It's very simple. It's very clear. The LSB hasn't met since June, and it's totally, I mean, the bylaws say 2 months is too much to miss. Actually, we probably should be doing some kind of reprimand or something against the LSB, but I was hoping to just be able to have a meeting. All this is, just to have a meeting, since the officers and the objector obviously don't want to have an LSB meeting. We need to have an LSB meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, before I take 2-4 and 2 again, I have a question for the parliamentarian on this issue. It is my understanding that the PNB, LSB members can call a meeting on their own. Is there any other requirement other than three local station board members calling an LSB meeting and noticing it, Mr. Tatum?
I'm looking at your bylaws, and I know that what you're saying is accurate. Three people can call a meeting. There's some other avenues to calling a meeting. For instance, the chair could call a meeting, and I know in the case of the New York station, that the chair doesn't do it. The vice chair could call the meeting. In this case, I would say, though, that the name of the maker of this motion needs to go in the motion so that it can be properly recorded in the minutes. And this would be that the PNB board is giving a person authority to call a meeting.
Okay. And then, so the, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so that means that you're giving, the maker of the motion's name, I guess it's Bill, you're giving him permission to call a meeting. It's really
William.
Okay, William. Thank you. You're giving him permission to call a meeting, and that's okay.
And then when they get to the meeting, they would elect the pro tem secretary and
pro tem chair first, if there is not one. I don't know much about that LSB, but is the secretary still in office?
Yes, the secretary is still in office, and we also have a treasurer who's another officer.
Okay, well, it would be the secretary's job to call the meeting to order and conduct an election for a chair pro tem. But you're giving...
Point of parliamentary inquiry. Point of parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chair.
Are you done, Mr. Tatum, with your answer
to
my question?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair, I want the citation because I'm reading Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 6 meetings, and that's mentioned at all.
All right, could you...
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you. Hang on a second. Let me clear you up a little bit.
Yeah. See who's playing with my board?
Nobody's playing with your... Go ahead.
Okay. I ask for the citation from the parliamentarian because I'm reading Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 6 meetings, and I don't see any of what the parliamentarian said. The only thing that I can see is B, time and place. Said there shall be a meeting of LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates and to elect LSB officers, and in the early January to elect directors. Meetings shall be held. But I don't see anywhere that said that three, I agree that it's part of what the PNB does, but I don't see this citation in the local station board.
You're right, Adriana, it's not. It's from Roberts. It's from Roberts' rules.
Tell me where, because this is Article 10, Local Station Board. The standing committee is a standing committee of the PNB.
Right, and it's under convening committee meetings. Oh, gosh. I'd have to find the citation.
Okay, that's okay.
I'll have to send you the citation. Okay. I can't read it right now. But I believe I was suggesting this because do we really need to go through with this motion? We can just, if they can already do it on their own, we can dispense with going through, you know, the time it takes.
They have not done it, Madam Chair.
To deal with this motion. Well, maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't know that they could do that.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph.
Okay. All right. So,
Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
Alex, we had it first. Can you not hear me again?
Oh, I'm hearing you, Carol. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear Alex. Go ahead, Joseph, and then. All right, so right now I haven't taken. All right, so now I'm going to take 2 for and 2 against. I think we got our questions out of the way. Joseph, go ahead. You're going to be for this motion?
Yes, I'm for the motion. The first of all, LSBs are not ordinary committees of the PNB. They are special committees, and they are all, and they have special rules set in the bylaws by Article 7 of the bylaws. That is how those meetings are arranged. And the rules under which the LSBs operate. So that's the first thing. The requirements for how meetings are set up is, as was pointed out, Article 7, Section 6A. Clearly, the LSB, having not met in 6 months, is in violation of the bylaws. Therefore, since the only way the PNB may intercede in an LSB's function is defined in Article 7, Section 4, which includes 3 circumstances, the breaking of the law, the mission of the foundation, or violation of the bylaws. They are, in fact, violating the bylaws. Therefore, it is appropriate for the PNB to take this action. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I just would like to read that. Okay. Hang on. Oh, rats. Okay, Alex, go ahead. While I look for this bylaw that Joseph just mentioned. Go ahead, Alex. Alex Steinberg?
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
Yes. Some of the background here is that there was an attempt to hold a meeting in July that did not reach quorum, and that was through no fault of the members of the LSB that I'm affiliated with. People should also know that several meetings of the WBI LSB were disrupted by dilatory points of order, by demonstrations for leasing WBAI to Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So there may be, it is true, there may be a reluctance on the part of some to hold another meeting, at least until the current election cycle is completed and we'll have some new personnel in that local station board. In any case, it's clear that officers are the only ones entitled to call a meeting. This is not an extraordinary situation. There's no emergency. There's nothing that the WBAI LSB needs to do that would result in jeopardizing Pacifica in any way. So I would urge everyone to vote against this motion.
Dwayne, to the stand.
Okay, Dwayne, go ahead. You're speaking for Dwayne? You're speaking for this motion, right?
I'm speaking for
Williams'
motion, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you still hear me?
And Carol, you wanted to speak against?
Yes.
You want to be the second against? Okay. All right.
Yes,
go ahead, Dwayne. You have the floor, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you. My esteemed colleague from Houston, Joseph, gave you the legal argument, whether it had made any difference with respect to our bylaws with the majority. We know that is not true. Now, what I am proposing is that How about practice and precedent? I've been around long enough, just a year and a half ago, many who voting in the majority and will vote against this voted to restrict KPFT from having more than one or two meetings. So you're having it both ways. And in my world, in the world I grew up in Texas, that's called hypocrisy. That's called not giving truth to truth. That's called, if you have the majority, you can violate the very thing you did just a year and a half ago. You're going to undo, which is what this majority has been consistently doing. And so I predict you're going to violate the code of honor and dignity, which is you stop KPFT, or you try to, from having too many meetings. Now you're telling an entity not to have meetings. If that does not equate to
Dwayne, we're losing you. Dwayne, we're losing you.
If that does not equate to hypocrisy and having your way or the highway, you can't have it both ways. You try, you send edicts to KPFT to not do things, then you turn around and have it the other way with other stations, including your own. This vote will expose you. This vote will expose you. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Okay,
Madam
thank you,
Chair, Dwayne. Parliamentarian would like to speak again.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Why is something
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum has the floor.
I found another couple of places that may pertain to this motion.
Okay.
And I think you all know about this. It says that the LSB should meet at least every other month. And if they're not doing that, they're in violations of the bylaws. The other thing that it says that may pertain is that it says that if you have a meeting and you do not have a quorum, the minutes should be taken, and those members who were present according to the role can call the subsequent meeting. So that was the answer to who can call the meeting. And the answer to that is those people who showed up to the meeting that they didn't have a quorum, those are the people who can call a meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, Carol, you're next.
I move to divide the motion because this is not just one simple motion. This is a complicated motion that has implications for all of 2019 when we have tiny board, and we have an election coming up that should have been completed by December and wasn't. And so to elect officers at this meeting robs the WBAI membership of democratically elected chosen officers. And so I move to divide the question between whether or not, allow for a meeting to be called and not by this method, and that say that whether or not officers can be chosen at such a meeting in January.
Okay, here's the resolution. The Pacifica National Board authorizes this would be with the parliamentarian's recommendation, William Herwagen, to arrange and post a meeting of the WBAI LSB on January 9th, 2019, the second Wednesday of the month. And then it just so happens that's the meeting at which elections will be held for the 2019 LSB officers.
I withdraw my divide thing. I just think that, I'm speaking against it because what's happening is that a new election is coming and this board has...
How many times? 10 minutes for you?
Thank you.
She can have as much time as she wants.
Dwayne, are you keeping track of the time now?
When nobody's
speaking. How much time does Carol have?
In all honesty,
I'm done.
I haven't tracked anyone that, be honest with you. So we can start right now if you'd like.
Okay. Well, give Carol, because we there was interruption.
Hi, Mommy.
That's all right. Seconds. I don't have anything more to say, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I'm
against it. All right. Thank you.
Were
you saying that this item? No, we're not out of time for this item. Okay.
We're not. I'm watching that. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, William, you can have the final word on this motion.
How much time did they get?
90 seconds.
All right.
Hello. Thank you. It's just amazing that fellow board member would suggest that we don't need meetings. At least that's what I heard. But we just need to have an LSB meeting. It's very simple. 6 months without a meeting is incredibly wrong against the bylaws, et cetera. I just have to laugh at how you can come up with some kind of logic that would say that, no, we don't have to have meetings that we're supposed to have. It's incredible. I just urge everyone to try to have a little decorum and a little common sense and have a meeting. Thank you. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, thank you, Dwayne. Okay, thank you, William.
Madam Chair, a question.
Yes, what's your question, Adrian?
I think that maybe it's for Maxie, because we are spending a bunch of money in elections. If we can, if WBAI doesn't need to have meetings in 6 months, and that is all right, why are we spending the money? Is that what we are saying? We don't need to select it.
I think that is a rhetorical question.
thank you.
We're not going to allow it. Okay. All right. So now we're going to go to a vote on this motion. Please take a vote, William.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander. I hear you, John. Adriana Casanave?
Absolutely, yes.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis? Excuse absence. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito Diaz votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Okay, Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William Heerwagen votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes to the bylaws.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Tony Leon?
I don't see why not. Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia Wangaza, assume she's not on the call. Alex Randall? You know if he's on the call? He hasn't responded to the last.
No, he was. I don't see him now.
Yeah, no. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. And Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Okay, so I did not hear from Jonathan Alexander or Catherine Davis or Afia Wangaza or Alex Randall. Any of you here? Let me count. 7 yes, 10 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes. So we have 8 yes and 11, I mean, excuse me, 8 yes and 10 no.
Okay. This motion of the Pacifica Board authorizing William Hairwagon to arrange and post a meeting of the BBA on Wednesday, January 9th, the second Wednesday of the month, at which elections will be held for 2019 LSB officers failed. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go to motion 3 on the agenda setting. Carol, how much time do we have left on this item 4?
Oh, we have 20. We're at 35 minutes, so what does that mean? We've got 25 minutes. Is that right? I can't add anymore. Yeah, we've got 25 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so... okay, William, this is your motion also. Are you at a place where you can read it now?
Yeah. William, no. Could somebody read it? Thank you.
All right, I'll read it. Motion on agenda setting. For all regular meetings of the Pacifica National Board, there shall be a call for agenda items at least 10 days before each meeting, and items submitted by 7 days before the meeting shall appear on the draft agenda, which must be provided no fewer than 3 days before the meeting. This rule shall also apply to each PNB committee, working group, or task force, except that local station boards with an established process at the time of the passage of this motion may continue to use their process, subject to review by the PNB upon request of 4 LSB members. The policy applied by an LSB shall cover its committees, working groups, and task forces. Would you like to... is there a second? Okay. William, would you like to motivate your motion?
Hello, did you... mentioned my name already? I didn't hear.
Yes, please motivate your motion.
Oh, thank you. Yes, just have a little order so people know how things are done and what should be done and could be done. It just makes sense. I just don't understand how people don't like order and common sense, but urge you to vote for it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take 2-4-2 against.
Alex, can I?
On any objections?
All right, are there any objections?
I object.
Okay, all right, go ahead, Alex. Two against, you be the first
against. I'm all in favor of order, but I think this particular motion is too inflexible for this board to work with. We live in fast-moving times, and we can't be stuck with having to have everything in place a week ahead of time. I think that a day ahead of time would be reasonable. A week ahead of time is really not a good idea. And maybe this just needs more thought. I would like to move that this whole matter be referred to the coordinating committee with the government. Do we have is there a functioning coordinating committee right now? Maybe that's where it belongs.
Ms. Duane, that question is for you. You're the chair of the coordinating committee.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Duane, are you there? Hello, Duane. Okay. Let's see. Anybody else here from? Is there anybody else here from the coordinating committee?
No, it's
other than me.
Okay.
Okay, Duane. Alex would like to move this motion to the coordinating committee, and he asked if the coordinating committee is meeting.
No.
Okay.
Adriana, Madam Chair.
So there you go. So that will not, that can't be accomplished. Okay, Adriana, what do you want the floor for?
Yes, Madam Chair. First of all, if somebody, talk about the motion, or we are talking about
Wait.
To somebody, do I have the floor or not, Madam Chair?
Are you speaking for or against this motion?
Speaking for the motion, but
okay, great. Okay, thank you. All right.
The only one that was mentioned, coordinating committee, and I was trying to claim that the coordinating committee have nothing to do with this. In case that somebody wants about rules, that we have governance. We should read the bylaws and what every committee is for. But basically, this exact rule, we have it, KPST has it in the standing and special rules, and that is what we apply. And it's nothing really that terrible. And for whatever reason, somebody cannot comply, because like we say, sometimes the meeting is a week before or a few days for emergency, then the body has the right to change all of this, but put this like a normal practice? Yes. This is order. It's exactly what it is. No high-roading, no saying whatever we want, depending the what they said before, not to allow the LSB to have meetings, was voting against, and then we are saying that this is not, well, this is too much order? I think that we are being hypocrites.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Is there another person against this motion? I'd like to speak against this motion.
Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
It's just too restrictive. Needs to go back to be worked on. That's all.
Okay, let's see. That's 2-4-2 against. William, you have the floor to give the closing arguments.
Well, if people have an idea to make it better, why don't they just amend it instead of burying it? It should vote for the motion. Thank you.
Hypocrite. Do you have, does anyone have an amendment to this? William is requesting an amendment, if anyone has an amendment to this motion.
Tony.
Yes, Tony.
I agree with the spirit of it, but I don't particularly like getting an agenda the day of, a few hours before the meeting. So right now, William is proposing 10, 7, and. What is it, 3?
Mm-hmm, yes.
10, 7, and 3. But I would move, if he would be open to maybe 7, 3, and a 1. Seven days before each meeting. 3 days, let's say, 3 days to submit items, and one day, no less than 1 day, to post the agenda.
Yeah, William seconds the motion.
William seconds the amendment. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to this amendment?
I object.
Okay.
Do you want me to argue?
Do you have a you have an amendment of the amendment by any chance?
No. I have a reason.
Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate everybody's interest in getting us more organized and more prepared. And I think we're taking steps in this PNB to undertake all kinds of major issues. And once they are in place and we have the maybe...
We lost you, Carol.
Okay.
What? Are you finished? Carol, we cannot hear you.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well.
Okay.
We hear you now.
Hi, I'm going to Manhattan.
Oops, now she's gone.
Okay. It's on Lafayette and Prince Street.
Okay. All right. Is there any other comment on this amendment?
This is Joseph to speak for the amendment.
Go ahead, Joseph.
You know, we really do need to be able to plan for meetings. And originally,
I'm back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can you ask, please, Director Travis to mute? They cannot hear the speaker.
Carol, you have some background noise. We'll get back to you, let you finish your statement after Joseph Davis finishes.
I have background noise now. Is that right?
Now you don't, but let Joseph was in the middle, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
In order to prepare intelligently for these meetings, these things do need some kind of notice. I mean, it's unfortunate that maybe some minority of people might decide to spring something at the last minute that other people can't be prepared for. And that's these kind of guidelines that say we at least have a few days of warning before something up protects the rights of all the members of the board. So it's a very good idea to have such a rule in place. And Tony's amendment here trims this down to even a smaller requirement, but at least it's still providing some protection for the rights of the members of the board. And the rights of the members of the board, if you understand parliamentary law, is one of the fundamental precepts. And it's vital that everybody here be able to get information in a timely fashion and be able to prepare for a meeting instead of being ambushed at meetings. So I very much support this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to remind the members of the PMB that the concept that we're discussing both in the main motion and the amendment is nothing new. It was what was in place in 2013. I remember when I first joined the PMB. The secretary of the PMB at that time was Richard Uzzell, and he was very adamant about Richard Uzzell from KPFT was the secretary of the PMB, and he implemented that rule to the max, and it had the support of the PMB majority of that time, who are the allies of the PMB majority today. And I'm sure that some of these some of the members of this PMB are very much aware of this. So this discussion, just like almost every other, ain't got nothing whatsoever to do with the merits of the issue. It's what is convenient for whoever happens to be in control. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Grace again.
Go ahead, Grace. Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I think that this amendment is a good attempt to go in the right direction, but I think it's still too restrictive. I think this needs a little bit more thought. We're in a time of a lot of transition. I remember that last year there were so many things going on that sometimes the sale of a building or other very sensitive issues, we wouldn't have enough information to write a motion until sometimes a few hours before the meeting. Every attempt was made to get things to the board as quickly as possible, at least on my part and on the part of most board members. So we're still in a transition period, and we need that flexibility to present something to the board with short notice, although I really the thought is well taken that we should try as much as possible to get motions and agenda items to the board with as much time for consideration as possible. But I don't think it's wise to restrict things so that important decisions are delayed because of a rule. We have to be more flexible than that, in my opinion.
And Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, I agree with Grace. You know, the issue, you know, if we were functioning normally, we'd have about one meeting a month. And we have four meetings scheduled for this month, and this seems to be a typical pattern for the PNB. So it's not realistic to have,
you know, 10
or even 7 days' notice.
What's the point of order, Adriana?
For the meeting.
One second, Bill. What's the point of order?
Madam Chair, how many people you said that were in favor and against? How many people
are two against? Oh, sorry, I lost track. I'm sorry. Bill, I'm sorry. We're only taking 2-4-2 against. Okay, so thank you, though. But all right, so Tony, go ahead and re-motivate your amendment.
Yes,
for closing argument.
I agree that what Jan said, that there are some things that don't get finalized until the last minute. So I would be willing to, you know, if you can find the wording to maybe add to this amendment, you know, to include last minute updates or you know, something along that line. But as a general rule, I think we should make the attempt to provide an agenda in advance. And if there are no last minute updates to add to it, then there's none. We work with the agenda that we have.
Is this from the floor?
One second. So I just am going to see, Tony, if you would be willing to amend your amendment to say that these are desirable, this is a desirable guideline, that, you know, that the board that will attempt this, something like that. I know I'm not so great at getting things out until the last minute, and maybe we can get help with a system or some kind of a system in place with reminders or something.
I'm sure there's
information, Madam Chair.
Well, Joseph, go ahead. What was it that you wanted the floor for?
This would be a standing rule of PNB. That's the whole point. And if anything comes up in an emergency, a simple majority vote of the PNB would suspend it and allow you to add things at the last minute. There's no problem here. All you have to do is suspend the rule in the cases when something comes up at the last minute, and it only requires a majority vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, what's your point of information, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair, isn't that why we call draft agendas? Because they, according to the rules,
What's your point of order, Bill?
Well, I thought you said we weren't going to allow any more debate, and Adrian and Joseph are still debating this.
It's a point of information, Madam Chair. I'm asking.
Sounds like
we,
debate to me.
It's not what that means.
What's your question, Adriana? What is your question
that is,
about the draft agenda?
My question, isn't the draft
that's not,
agenda isn't the draft agenda supposed to come to the floor at the beginning of being approved?
That of course everybody knows that. Of course that's not a question.
Well, then that solves the problem. If the majority can change the agenda.
Okay.
But the rules doesn't. Yeah.
Okay, Adriana, that was not a legitimate question. Okay, thank you. That was a point that you were making. Okay, that was not a question. Okay. Okay, so
5 minutes, by the way.
Okay, thanks. So Tony, your amendment, let's see.
I can reword it.
Okay. Did you send that yet to us in writing? Let's see here.
Madam Chair, this bill, may I have equal time to what Joseph and Adriana were saying, please? Or even less time?
No.
To finish what I was saying?
I think that your point got out. You were saying how we had so many meetings every month. As it is, it's difficult to follow this. And I was following with if Tony would amend his amendment to this for this to be not so restrictive and be guidelines.
Is William muted, Madam Chair? Because I hear him speaking before.
I don't hear William.
Madam Chair, Tony?
Yes, Tony.
I'm sorry, this is William. Someone was trying to get me to say something.
Okay, so William, no, not yet. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to send, I'm going to email my amendment, but briefly it's going to be for all regular meetings of the Pacifica. I move that for all regular meetings of the Pacifica National Board, there shall be a standing rule that calls for agenda items at least 7 days before each meeting, items submitted 3 days before the meeting shall appear on the draft agenda, which must be provided no fewer than 1 day before the meeting, precluding last-minute additions.
Joseph, a second?
3 minutes.
Okay, thank you. All right. So let's vote on Tony's amendment of William's motion. Bill, could you take the vote, please?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander? Lumi's not on the call. Adriana Kasanev?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey? Don't know if he's on. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis is excused. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Can't hear you, Sabrina.
No.
Oh, Sabrina.
No.
Okay, Sabrina votes no. Thank you. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon?
Yes.
You vote? Votes yes. Afia Wangaza? Assume is off the call. Alex Randall, I guess, is off the call. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Okay, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Chris Corey or Catherine Davis or Afia Wangaza or Alex Randall. Are any of you here? Okay, let me count. Seven yes. Nine no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Chair votes yes. That's eight yes, nine no.
Okay, so this amendment fails, and now we'll vote on the main motion that William moved before as not unamended. Would
okay.
you take the vote, please, Bill?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander? Assume he's not on the call. Adriana Kasanev?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey? I hear you, Chris. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis is excused. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Okay, William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. I hear some background talking from somebody.
No.
I got you. No, Sabrina.
Okay.
Thank you. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Okay, Ken votes no. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia Wangaza and Alex Randall, I assume we're off the call. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Okay, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Chris Corey or Catherine Davis or Afia Wangaza or Alex Randall. Let me count. Seven yes. Nine no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, seven yes, nine no, one abstention.
Okay, thank you. So this motion on agenda setting fails. Okay, so now we are at item five, adjourn to executive session.
No, we are in number three, Madam Chair.
No, that was moved to executive session.
No, Madam Chair. It's not the
Carol,
way that we did it.
Yeah, by Carol. Carol's motion moved both item three and motion one of item four to executive session. Overriding the postponement after item four. Okay, so, Otis, you can
remember
take
that you vote on the back of the listeners. Wonderful.
Is the executive session supposed to start at 30 minutes, according to the...
Right, we have, we can vote. Okay, I need a motion to go to executive session now.
Madam Chair, didn't you say that was the motion that you
moved? I moved. Sorry, Adriana, what were you saying?
Second.
Wasn't that the motion that you said that we approved?
We approved Williams, and then we approved Carol's. And Carol's overrode Williams. So now to take those things into executive session. So I have a motion moved to go into executive session now and seconded. Could we have a could we take a is there any objection? Is there any objection to go to this motion? Okay. Hearing no objection, we're going to adjourn and reconvene in executive session in 10 minutes. So that would be 10:56 Eastern Time, p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.